welcome to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And like I said, you're listening to the new show, but unfortunately, I have some hot aching news. I can hear the sad music in the background and everything. This is the last new show on Active FM for I don't know how long, but it is the last new show. I just want to say thank you for listening to the new show. It's always been awesome knowing that you're out there listening to this show, and you every Monday listen to my voice. I'm so grateful for you. But don't worry, there is a hot new show coming up, and you will catch me on that show. And you can always catch me, Pastor Gavin, the Black Knight, on the political show. So we're still going to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you. But like I say, this is the new show, and I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to politics and beyond. And since this is the last show, I decided to do one final take on the five big things that are happening in South Africa today. And since this is the last show, I decided that I'm going to do a final take on the five big things that are happening in South Africa this week, today, so you can be on the lookout in the news headlines and stuff. So keep listening. It's going to be really, really awesome. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And this is the new show on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
I love Active FM.
Christ music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Fire, fire. Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no reason.
Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
So South Africa is still in lockdown. If you did not know that, we have passed the 300 days, way past 300 days of lockdown in South Africa. And even in the lockdown, there are some crazy things happening in South Africa, crazy things happening in the world around you. If you look at news every single day, you know, when I was little, I used to tell myself, I'm not going to be one of those grown-ups that watch news in the morning or read the newspaper and stuff. I'm never going to do that, because I would watch my dad every morning from like 5 a.m. wake up, sit watching Al Jazeera, watching the Russian news, watching ENCA. I would watch my mom doing the same, and I'm like, I'm definitely not going to be that type of adult. But can I just tell you that news is so interesting. It's almost as interesting as a book and as a movie and stuff. So I'm going to go through five things that are happening in South Africa. Obviously, the news about these things will change through the course of the week and stuff. But as of today, these are the five big things that are happening in South Africa. Now, the first one, as of this morning, is the Global COVID-19 infections in South Africa have hit 99.1 million confirmed cases, with the death toll reaching 2.16 million. That is the global infection. But now in South Africa, there has been 8,147 new cases as of this morning, taking the total reported to 1,412,986. Cases in South Africa. The deaths have reached 40,874, a daily increase of 300 deaths. So they're saying that about 300 people are dying of COVID-19 in South Africa as of this morning, while recoveries have climbed to 1,230,520 recoveries, leaving the country with a balance of 141,592 active cases currently in South Africa, well, as of this morning. Now, moving into other news, we see that there's still no plan with the vaccines and the ANC. We see that the ANC failed to reveal any plan for the distribution of the COVID-19 at its three-day meeting. Despite President Cyril Ramaphosa acknowledging before the meeting that people would be looking to the party for direction, Instead, no vaccination timetable or details on funding were presented, and there's still no indication on how the party will fulfill its promise of 40 million inoculations. The only mention of vaccines is the post-meeting statement was vague words saying we must prioritize defending the virus and building our own vaccine production capacity. And that was an article that came out through the Daily Maverick, and they basically say that, and this is what Cyril Ramaphosa said, he says that many people are looking to this meeting to provide direction on the actions we must now take to rebuild our economy and our society, but then fail to rise to the occasion. So obviously there's a whole lot of indecision that has been made with the vaccine. How are we going to get money to get all of these vaccines? I mean, South Africa is already in a whole lot of debt, and money is needed to get the vaccines into the country. And even looking outside of the money, what the plan is on how to distribute the vaccines all over the country, what the plan is on who's going to get it first. Obviously, we know that the frontline workers are going to be getting the vaccines first, but what is the plan? There's no plan. They are telling us that, listen, we're going to get a vaccine, but from the looks of things, they don't have a fixed plan on what exactly they're going to do once we receive the vaccine as a country. Now, the next thing is the hospital crisis in South Africa. Now, as COVID cases continue to rise in South Africa, hospitals are having to put more people into intensive care and healthcare. Some healthcare workers are being forced into working 36-hour shifts. That is almost 2 days straight of working, and I'm sure there isn't rest for them. Now, reports from inside hospitals tell tales of trauma where doctors are having to attend to friends and colleagues and are also being forced to make split-second decisions on who gets treated or not using very limited resources. Some describe the situation as working at a morgue. We've been seeing that the Waterstone Hospital situations have been severe over the months, and the pandemic is taking a toll on the frontline workers, both physically and mentally. I know of a doctor who's had to he's had to attend funerals of three of his fellow colleagues as well. Many acknowledge that they are depressed, burned out, and feel helpless. Now, Dr. Caroline Lees, an anesthetic at a private hospital in Johannesburg, working in ICU with critically COVID-19 patients. She basically says that she's often the last person her patients speak to before they pass away in theater. Still covered in layers of personal protective equipment, she spared a few moments to speak to EWN, and this is where the article came out from. So the doctors are obviously feeling the impact of the COVID-19 cases, and I can imagine the trauma. I can imagine I don't know what I would do. I'm so glad that I'm not a doctor. I literally give kudos to all these doctors and all the frontline workers. They really are real superheroes. Having to deal with the trauma and stuff is just a lot. So there's obviously a hospital crisis that is happening in South Africa. The next thing is the alcohol ban. Now, SA Breweries has retrenched 550 temporary workers as a result of the alcohol ban. The workers' contracts were reportedly terminated with immediate effect as the third alcohol ban in the country reduced demand for their particular services. Another alcohol producer, Heineken, previously announced it would retrench 70 workers due to the ban. Brewers have also had to pull billions of rands of investment into the country over the ban, to keep money on hand for business continuity during the alcohol ban. So people are struggling with unemployment still, so we're obviously going to see a rise, unless a miracle happens, of unemployment in South Africa. If SAB had to lay off 550 temporary employees, can you imagine all these other alcohol producers? Now, about 30% of local breweries have been forced to shut their doors permanently, and some, including SAB, have abandoned planned investments in South Africa, where more than 165,000 people in the industry have lost their jobs since lockdown started at the end of March. More than 165 people were unemployed. By that is a lot of people. I don't know if you understand it, how many people that is. Now, SAB is currently in court challenging the government's decision to reimpose the ban and has suspended commitments to retain workers and investments agreed as part of its merger with AB InBev. So, so people working in the alcohol industry and these brewing companies and stuff are definitely feeling the impact of lockdowns and the alcohol ban. Listen, I'm not one for alcohol and things like that, but these are people's livelihoods, and a whole lot of these people have families to feed, and a lot of these people are also breadwinners in the country. So it's quite sad to think that 165,000 people lost their jobs between March last year to January this year. And this is one industry alone. We're not looking at the technology industry. Another industry that has been suffering is the tourism industry as well. We're not looking at how many people have actually lost their jobs because of the lockdowns and things like that. So it's quite sad to think of the fact that there's so many people losing their jobs. Now, another thing, then I saw this yesterday in the news, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is quite hectic. There's always drama that is happening in the news. And they have entitled this scenario, Mask Gate. Now, Mpumalanga Premier Refilwe Mtweni had failure to wear a mask in public while attending the funeral of the late Jackson Thembu, who will be investigated by police following backlash from the public. Now, she said that she hadn't realized that her mask had fallen off. She was caught on camera not wearing a mask. This is a premier attending a COVID-19 funeral. She was caught not, and her excuse is that she had not realized that her mask had fallen off. Now, however, South Africans have called for equal treatment by the law after thousands of citizens were arrested and given a criminal record over the same crime in inverted commas in recent weeks. Now, obviously, they say that it's either imprisonment or you pay a fine if you're not found wearing a mask. And the president was very firm on it when he did his last speech when we had the last family meeting. Now, she claims that she was oblivious to the fact that her mask had broken. Earlier at the funeral service, Deputy President David Mabuza signaled to her to put her mask on as she left the podium. Now, Becky Klele says, necessary action must be taken against the premier should the police commissioner find she contravened COVID-19 regulations. So this is an ongoing This is an ongoing investigation. Well, she was caught on camera not wearing a mask. I'm sure there's a whole lot of people that also got arrested, a whole lot of people that have to pay fines because they didn't realize, in inverted commas, that their mask had fallen off. And she should be treated the same way because everyone should be equal under the law. And we know, obviously, that that's not really the case now and then, especially when it comes to the government officials and things like that. But South Africa saw this. This was on, people were watching the funeral service of the late Jackson Thembu, and they saw her without her mask on. So something has to happen, and knowing South Africa, they're not going to leave this until justice is done in their eyes. The last thing is the markets. Now, the rand held steady in the overnight session, and this is as of this morning. The rand held steady in the overnight session as the key focus of market attention remains the potential stimulus in the US. There is little by way of data today. However, markets will keep an ear to the ground for the address by ECB president, while the US Fed will come into focus later this week. The rand starts the week at 15 rand 12 cents to the dollar and 18 rand 40 cents to the euro and 20 rand 71 cents to the pound. Those are the big things that are happening in South Africa today. Just a quick recap on what we were speaking about. We obviously see that South Africa is currently at a total of 141,592 active cases, and that we're also seeing that there's still no plan. The ANC has failed to reveal any plan for the distribution of the COVID-19 vaccines, even after they had a three-day meeting. We see that we have a hospital crisis in South Africa where doctors are actually saying that they are physically exhausted, that they are mentally exhausted, and some of them have even claimed to be depressed because they are working 36, a lot of them are working 36-hour shifts. And then the alcohol ban has also affected a whole lot of workers, where SAB had to retrench 550 temporary workers as the result of the ban. And they showed that 165,000 people lost their jobs between March last year and January this year because of the ban. So this is the third ban that has been pulled over South Africa. We see that the Mpumalanga Premier is being investigated for not wearing a mask in public while attending the funeral of late Jackson Tembu, and that we also went through the markets where the rand is 15 rand 12 cents to the dollar, 18 rand 40 cents to the euro, and 20 rand 71 cents to the pound. That is it. Those are the five things that are happening in South Africa. Let me know, what are the big things, big five, that are happening in your country if you're not from South Africa? If you are from South Africa and you think, Cynthia, those are not really very big, this is what I feel is the big five things that are happening in South Africa. Let me know on our social media pages. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. On Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Facebook at ActiveFM /777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.